play too much.
Stop right now.
On that freaking, but it was funny, like, I seen a video where, like, that happened.
Yeah.
Like, two guys are just, like, fighting, like, they're, like, fist fighting out of, like, outside of a bar.
Yeah.
And then the cops stopped them, and they're just, like, all hugging each other. They're like, oh, we're just friends, you know, we got a little drunk, we're cool. Like, what do you mean? Like, this is, like, a weekly thing for us, man.
Like, we're good. And the cop is just like, all right, I'm gonna show you guys how to really beat each other. Hey, wanna see this move I did on this one guy? I'm gonna jail for a little bit. Everyone in the world got mad, but
ah, that's the stuff we need to be putting on that second pod, man.
Yeah, that's what it is. Jeez. And it's on there right now because it's been recorded.
Yeah, ah,
are we doing that show right now?
Yeah, it's already
Oh, we're doing, yeah. Let's do Whiplash and then we'll freaking.
No, I like this. Everybody. Let's do Whiplash. No, I mean, Aftermath first, or whatever. After credits and then Whiplash.
It's just all there.
Yeah.
After credits implies that we've already finished.
Exactly, but you know, we're actually, all three of us are from the future on accident. You know, we popped into our present body minds. You know, we're not going to get into this again. We're like two pods. We spent 30 minutes arguing about time travel.
I will strike that hair off your face.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. The time travel. Color and time travel.
Color.
Those are both trigger words for the podcast.
Exactly.
Let's get into a
freaking. Oh, yeah, they were watching freaking Whiplash, me and Brandon yesterday.
Yeah.
And then we realized that he told me that the same director for Whiplash also directed La La Land.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Then
yeah.
I was like, the color looks a little off!
And I was like, well, I mean, he did, but it was a lot more subtle than La La Land, as far as the use of color, but yeah.
Yeah, it's the color, what you realize is, it's beautiful in a way, really.
Yes,
it's not even good. I was telling that to Brendan, it's like there was a time, especially when I would write more, where like you really went into like movie critic mode. It's so douchey.
Yeah.
Where it's like,
yeah, I can only imagine you.
Yeah, every scene is just like, look, no, pause the scene. I want to take in everything. I want to take in all of the things that are happening in the scene. And it's Miles Teller in a sandwich shop. You know what I mean? Nothing's happening.
Honestly, I think I remember this little phase you were going through. It was a lot more like, oh my god, dude, did you see that?
That's what it is, right?
Rewind, hold on.
Yeah,
did you guys see that? Oh my god!
I think because we had that pre sort of thing where when you think movie critic, you think, oh, interesting, piecing apart, and then when it gets down to it, it's just movie critic is the guy who watches a movie. Who
you watch his movies, and you know. Just people just like to hear.
He has an opinion.
Yeah, exactly. He's not a brilliant theorist.
Yeah, not everybody needs to know about the cinematographer or what you know. Just
it reminds me of that scene in Birdman, freaking Michael Keaton just going off. He's, you've never taken anything. You've never given. I've given everything.
So speaking of which, like, that is a movie.
Yeah, I'm going to ruin your play.
I want to do a plot on Birdman. That's and then my top
you're
10.
You're such a snobby movie critic. Oh my god, I want to do a review on Birdman.
Birdman was another one of those. Like, dude, listen, bro. The one take, what it symbolizes is his onward journey spiraling down. You understand? Michael Keaton gave the most brilliant performance, and no one saw it.
How are we still friends?
It wasn't even like the behind the meaning. It was more just the one-shot thing, the technical aspect.
Yeah.
I was like, where's the cut? Where's the cut? What? No, that was where's the cut? Oh, it's not the
cut. You do see the cut like a lot more obviously now.
When you watch it more.
Yeah. Like when you see it go to the jazz drummer, you'll see it slow down with the camera. Like, okay, it actually cut right on the jazz drummer.
Right, you
see it.
Well, congratulations, you guys ruined the film for yourself.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
No,
but still, though, there's some scenes in there. You go, how did you... Like, this really was all one take. Like, the scene where Edward Norton, where he first comes into the play, and he starts coming and he starts nitpicking, like, Michael Keaton's whole performance. Or that whole dialogue scene where it's like, okay... Do this instead of this. Like, what if my character did this? Right, and then he starts doing it, and he gets out of character.
Yeah.
Back into his Edward Norton character. And then goes back into the character again. And he's like, damn. This is all one take. Holy Jeez. God.
That was a... Man, that movie. But speaking of ruining movies... For me...
Speaking of ruining movies
did he ruin it for
Brendan,
you?
I ruined it
no,
for
No, he ruined
man.
It for me. Listen...
Okay, listen. What happens... Okay, just... No, I'm not gonna say... I'm gonna paint you a picture, right?
Yeah.
So, you're enjoying the film, right? But then you zoom in on a certain part of the man's body who is looking like he's like sweating. He's in intense emotional anguish, right? He's sweating hard. He's just jumping back and forth off his seat, right? But all you see is just like the
upper... You can see where he's going with this.
All you see is his upper body, right?
Yeah.
His chest upward, the agony of his face, and his hands going like up and down motion, right?
Yeah.
What do you think about? You think about a man who took too much Viagra.
Yeah.
Like, I think about a man who was playing
the drums on screen.
No.
Until David brought it to my attention that he looks like he's struggling.
And now you can't unsee it.
So just now, every time I just...
I'm like, He's like, oh, I shouldn't have taken the second pill.
I was like, this movie is just, it's gone for me.
I don't even. Yeah, that man discovered the girl in the office has an OnlyFans account.
Don't you dare ruin these precious characters. Oh, there
you go. No, he discovered the movie filth. Theater girl. The movie theater girl had a OnlyFans
account. Exactly. Oh, Melissa Benoist.
Whatever her name is, yeah.
Supergirl. Melissa Benoit. I don't know. Who cares? No one cares. How do you say her last name? She's Supergirl. Doesn't matter.
I mean, these are only the two things I've seen her in. Is
Supergirl. Whiplash and Supergirl. Yeah, that's it.
I think she might have been on Glee for half.
Just because she was in Whiplash, it don't mean nothing.
Right. Yeah, she's a Supergirl now, so that's the one. Nathan Fillion should have been in that spot. Nathan Fillion should have been Supergirl.
He should have been Supergirl.
Every cool spot in a movie that somebody gets to that they've never done with anything afterwards goes to Nathan Fillion.
Right.
I want the kid from Boyhood.
He's washed now, bro.
I want Nathan Fillion to do that spot.
He's doing that weird show about a retired cop. Like he's just,
every time I see him, dude, it's like, somebody help this man, dude. He should be bigger than what he is.
He has real talent.
He has
real charisma.
And I have to see him timing. Get into a fist fight with an old lady on an ABC show.
He was supposed to do some stuff with Marvel. I heard some rumors he's going to be a Wonder Man, which would have been cool, but
I don't know what that is, but I mean, if that gets him a cool spot in a movie, somewhere.
He's an okay character. He's got energy blast.
Nah, he should have been. Okay, Star-Lord. But
that's not. Is that CW?
No, for Marvel.
Oh, but that's not like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Actual. No. Cool. This is like Thor, Iron Man, type stuff.
Right. Yeah. I think he should have done what's his face? I just said it. Star-Lord. I think he could have fit the character just fine. Yeah.
I feel like he'd be too old for that. Like I would believe his
prime.
I would have had him as a brother
or Ego
Star Lord. If that was
Ego. Yeah.
There has to be some type of character like that, right?
No. Yeah,
you're the sibling of one of these characters.
That's kind of reaching though. Hawkeye, I found my brother. Now there's an armada. Two brothers.
Jan Michael Vincent's in the movie now.
Of course, Nathan Fillion would be evil in that version.
So, yeah, there you go.
Of course.
We need another Jan Michael Vincent in Squadron 14.
Jeez. Well. I mean, to begin with, this movie, I don't want to say it's one of my top 10 favorite films, but I mean,
it's a great movie.
It's a pretty good movie.
It's not Before Love. I don't know about you, but you understand it's such a good movie that you'll like it, mm-hmm. right? It doesn't necessarily need to be in your top 10.
Yeah.
But it's just this is a really good movie.
And it goes by really fast. It does. It's not even La La Land was 2 hours. This is an hour and 30 or something. Yeah, this
movie
does.
That's a good point, man. This movie did breeze. But I think just because it was a student film before this, so who knows? He probably had a lot built up when he first started, and then as it went on, and the actual studio probably got involved. They probably got some better people in there to hey man, you can just cut this out. You don't need this part.
Yeah, or flesh it out. Might have. How long was the original? Was the original film on YouTube?
And then plus two probably budget. You know what I mean? Could just be. It could be a mixture of those things. But this movie does breeze by pretty quickly. Yeah.
I felt just the fact that I was just so enthralled with the tension of every other scene just made everything go by a lot faster, not just focusing on what you guys are killing the movie about.
Well, yeah, the original Whiplash was only 18 minutes. I mean, that part, his little student film was only 18 minutes.
Okay, so then it's the opposite way. It's
they probably
was a cool fan film that only added up to an hour and a half. So it's even better. It's Lights Out.
Mm-hmm.
Not my tempo.
Not quite my tempo. Boy, dude, if that guy, I know you're supposed to hate him, but I love him so much.
Oh, I actually had thought about him. He's actually the hero of the story.
He kind of is.
He is the purest of pure Puritan of musicians, of musical teachers, of heroes. Because think about it. He, breaks it down to, brings everything, to his level. It's what if someone told one of the greatest artists of all time, good job when he sucked, no one bashed him for it. He didn't want him to be better.
Yeah.
He would have been happy with how he was, right? The worst thing you could ever tell someone, and the worst two words in American English language is good job.
Yeah, that was a good
one. That made so much sense. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn. But then it wasn't even that part. It was just the fact you look back at everything again, or at the final little clash between them two, when he purposely screws up the drummer dude. I don't know his name. I don't care.
Yeah. At that point, I feel like he stopped sort of being the hero of the story, because I feel like that was intentional to mess him up, because got him fired. But then it twisted around.
Well, that's what I thought also. It wasn't because he got him fired. Just for that, he got him fired because he saw it as he fired him, but then it was an attack against art itself or music. you know, not against him.
Right.
So he was like, I gotta get this guy out of here because, you know, he doesn't understand art like I do. And he doesn't get that same intensity level. But then, like, when he, like, disregards all of that, when he sees, like, the drummer is, like, pouring his heart out into the, you know, into, like, the little set he's doing with his little drums.
Yeah.
And then, like, he actually starts freaking adding to, oh, my God, I jizz my pants when I think about this scene. I need my Viagra now.
You're talking about the end scene?
Yeah, the end scene. When he's just, like, looking in, like, they're just looking at each other's eyes. And then he's just, like, just
bringing up his hand. But again,
he knows he's, like,
but again,
he is a product of that yelling.
Exactly.
Because I want to go back to what you said, like, with the whole, like, good job thing.
Yeah.
Of course it is. Like, no musicians can just come in here and be great, right? Very little, if any of them, right? And he found that one guy. Like, he saw Miles Teller as that.
Yeah.
He just understood, like, I got to rough this kid up.
Right.
It's just, it, like, there's football coaches who are like that, right? They're just cold, like, very stoic kind of people.
Yeah.
And they realize, like, this guy doesn't, he's not nice to me, but I win championships with him.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
right,
what do you, like, what's the trade off? You want to be buddy buddy?
Yeah.
Or do you want to win?
Well, especially, like, in the beginning, you sort of got a feel for Miles Teller. Like, he might have been, he was a really good drum player, but he really didn't practice a whole lot. And you could tell as soon as he got in the man, he's like, dude, you didn't practice. And even J.K. Simmons' character was like, what the heck is this kid doing in here? And then he, when he was forced to put more practice than he already was, then he improved a little bit, but it was baby steps. His amount of practice wasn't enough to really get JK to be like, okay, it's okay. But like, he could tell, like, push yourself, man.
Not only that, dude, but that kid had that passion. Mm-hmm. Like, he you saw that he wanted this. Like, one, because he, like, I think the first thing that really shows it, like, his family, when they're having the dinner together, you guys are a bunch of nobodies, dude. Like, I'm trying to figure something out. Like, I don't want to just be you, right? And he doesn't want to go down that road. It's like, I found something I like.
Yeah.
I just see how difficult it is to get it. What else do I have to lose? Let me go as hard as I can to get that thing. Like, he breaks off with his girl. Mm-hmm. Like, he just, that scene where he's, like, punching the stupid drum set, he's bleeding and stuff. Like, freaking that, knuckles, like, he's pushing himself to a limit that, like, it's unnatural. When you get there, though.
Yeah.
When you get there, though. That's the whole lead up.
He rightly understood the path he needed to go on. And, like, a lot of the other films that we watched before, when there was, like, La La Land and sort of Midsommar. Sort of. Not really.
But Midsommar.
When you have, like, the boyfriend and the girlfriend, and he's, like, kind of leading her on, and he wants, like, I want to do this passion, and now we're fighting because we both want to. But Miles Teller's like, listen, you're going to hold me back. He did it in a very douchey way, but he's like, dude, because you can even see, like, he was like, what's your major? He's like, I don't know. Well, what do you want to be? He's like, I don't know. So he's like, yeah, we're not on the same pathway.
You're not, she's not on his tempo. She was on his tempo.
Not on tempo.
Not
rushing
tempo.
Or were you dragging?
No. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, was I rushing or was I dragging?
I wrote down, I was like, is that legal to hit the street?
First off, when I was like, because I've always heard of rushing.
Yeah.
I was like, I've never seen it until I actually saw that scene. I was like, oh, that's what rushing is.
Okay. So you do know the difference.
Yeah, now I know the difference.
Yeah.
I still can't tell that. I'm like, it sounds, all the tempos.
You have a metric. I mean, I only kind of know this just from, like, being in a band, sort of. Like, our drummer used to have that problem. He's like, dude, I'm rushing too much. Like, I don't know what that means, but good luck, buddy. Right? And it's a metronome where your metronome goes... Right, so on the drum set, it would be... Hi-hat.
Oh, the little...
Hi-hat, right? You're kind of rushing to get to the hi-hat, right? So it's not like 1, 2, 3, hi-hat. You're going 1, 2, like that. It's kind of like you're
skipping a beat.
Yeah, you're almost like hurrying up to try to get to that.
Yeah, and then like the two sounds instead of like
they'll bleed together. Yeah,
yeah, they'll bleed together instead of like trying to like build off of each other.
Right. Yeah, it needs to be on the tempo.
Yeah. But see, like people like me and Brandon can't really hear the difference until we watch like 2 or 3 times, and then we can see the differences.
It took me that time too, because the first time I saw this movie, I was like, I just see like a really.
He's a very angry man who made an excuse to hit a young man.
And the way they film him, like, J.K. Simmons is 5'10". He's my height. So he's not a very huge, imposing, like, Jason Momoa, Idris Elba-sized guy. Right. But they make him a huge character. Like, not even just huge story-wise, but he's big.
He has that, like, power of just being that music guy, right? Because if he doesn't vouch for you, now no one does.
Yeah.
Right? He's the only guy. Yeah. When it comes to, like, this, whatever this level of music is, like, this orchestra type of jazz.
Yeah. And he commands the room, just right.
Yeah.
Even when he went to go find recruits, everyone was like, And even the teacher's like, dang it.
Yeah, he's all like, I got cuckolded. You can tell the second. Like, he was like, excuse me? And then he's like the freaking black guy teacher's like, ah. Just got out of his chair, he just went right behind him. He's like, just do your thing.
And he even knew, he was like, okay, brass, trumpet, saxophone. He knew what he wanted within the first 3 seconds of as soon as they started. He's like, oh, let's see if they put you in the front. See if you're not just a pretty face. Like, okay, yeah, that's right. You just had that girl in the front.
I'm like, aw. I was like, are you sure she has a pretty face? I think old age affected his eyes.
That's what he said. That's what he said. I'm like, all right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, J.K. Simmons didn't know what he was talking about. He's a senile old man now. His ears are still there, but his eyes, he can't see.
Dude, I would be terrified of him. I would just, even if I was acting in that, I would legit, like, just pee my
just
pants.
Just doing it right there? At me.
That was probably real tears.
Yeah, that's what I say. Oh my god, are you a single tear?
Yeah.
Are you one of those single
tears? It's not a double rainbow.
The one that kills me the most is the freaking, hey, there's not a Hershey's bar down there.
Yeah. What is that? What's down there? Marl's bar?
Yeah. It's not you, Elmer Fudd. Yeah. That was a pretty good part of that scene too, because he's like, the worst thing about, like, he didn't know if he was in tune or not, but that's worse if you don't know. You were not in tune, but you knew he didn't know, so he's got to gossip. Wow.
That's hilarious.
So even if you're doing things right, you could just get kicked out.
But to hear that, though, in an orchestra, hey, that guy over there, he's out of tune.
Oof, you got to have a great
ear. You really have to have ears like that, you know what I mean?
Jeez. Yeah, I'd never... I had band in middle school. And my
you suck?
Yeah, probably.
Did you have a recorder? Is that what it is?
No. Let's go to the green Dollar Tree recorders. Yeah. Oh my god. The see-through glass plastic.
I played trumpet.
Like, I got so defensive.
The music teacher was like,
he got so defensive. Jesus.
Other thing?
What?
Music teacher is just a music teacher.
He's my music teacher was a black guy who, like,
he was a soccer coach and he was a music teacher.
No, he's cool. Mr. Shepherd, that's his name. He was a black dude. He was pretty cool.
I just want to go back to the point that Brandon, like, felt so defensive right now. I was making fun of him about doing the reed. He was all like, I was a trumpet player. Yeah.
Trumpet too? What a loser.
Yeah, because the woodwinds, they're lame. They're freaking nerds, man. It's just all about trumpets and percussion.
Any instrument you have to blow into sucks.
Whatever, man.
Trumpet sounds dope, though.
I still
like, I don't, like, no hate on the trumpet players, but the actual instrument itself is lame.
Dude, your mouth would be on fire. Especially if you have a long song. And then you got to do your little spit valve. And
you told me you were...
No, I play guitar like a man.
I've got blisters on my fingers.
Yeah, my lips are bleeding like his mouth. I feel like I pushed the thing.
You told me you were a second string though, right?
And there was
three strings of those? Like a second, third string?
There was first chair, second chair, and a third, and I was second. Yeah.
So you weren't even like the best of being the worst.
You were average.
I won awards.
Let me see them.
Participation awards.
You see, this is exactly what the guy in the movie was talking about.
Hey, but I earned
good
them.
Job. And you feel entitled.
Participation trophies too?
Yeah. Everybody did, because every time we played at like Stockton Arena, we'd all just get medals for...
Okay, like, not to hate on you specifically, but I'm saying that's a big issue right there. The movie's pointing out, you know, like...
You know what you got?
You feel like a good sense of entitlement, right? You feel entitled to be proud of your achievement. You were just bragging right now, saying, I got an award.
You got a thing everyone else got. You got a paperweight.
Pretty much, yeah. I don't even know where that
you didn't get
stupid
a trophy.
Thing is.
You got a paperweight.
They were cool, though. It was made out of brass.
They were handing out free paperweights. Let me hear you say it, Brendan. I got a paperweight. I didn't get a trophy. I got a paperweight.
Leave me alone.
He knows it. That's all that matters. We know he knows
listen,
it.
That,
listen.
The thing that they hand, those trophies are no different than the mints they give out, like, in the lobby. Of whatever stock Elena is doing. It's no different.
I earned that. I had to drive there. That's gas money.
And let me get two trophies for the real winners. And let me get a bunch of little trophies for the morale boost.
There wasn't even like... Dude, I remember I did a talent show because I thought I was hot stuff with my trumpet.
You see? That's what the participation award did to you. It made you think you were fantastic. Big.
I played Star Wars. I played the Force theme.
Did you actually do it?
Oh, you messed it up badly. I know you did.
I messed it up.
Oh, so
she's just spit flying out.
First time you use a keyboard for that, because only cool people do that.
Wow, cool.
How many metal bands do you see have a trumpet?
I mean,
none.
The cool jazz bands.
No one likes jazz.
You don't like jazz. Shut up.
I hate jazz.
How dare you? I'm
starting to come around to it. I'm starting to come around to it, though.
It's because we watched two movies in a row.
Yeah, but if you actually... It's because I actually listened to it live a couple times, and it's garbage.
But which jazz are you listening to? Are you listening to, like, the elevator music, like dun, dun,
dun, I like the, I prefer are elevator music.
The swing, dun, 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 like the is one this, with beats, because there's different types of, well, like the jazz in
a you know on Miracle Mile, remember like the little restaurant that does jazz, like Warlows? Warlows, yeah,
yeah,
hate it. Well, I hate it.
Well, I mean, because there's a bunch of
like
a
bunch of guys think that they're like hot ish also.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they sound all right, but then they go too crazy because the guy just started like hitting the drums randomly.
With and it's just like
for no reason.
With
and I was just like, it's just loud noise now. Oh. Like, they sounded all right as a group when they were doing like the music.
Well, I understand too. That's a local act.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But that paints, you know, the brush, the bad music. It's terrible. I hate it.
Well, I've been to like a real jazz club one time. Yeah, it was called Yoshi's in Oakland.
Ooh, it sounds fancy.
Yeah, very fancy place.
You nerd, where are you going to go watch jazz in person?
Shut up, you with your participation award.
Oh, yeah, for that. Hey, you can put it on the spot. I have a paperweight. Let me hear you say it.
I'm not admitting anything to you.
I'll say it for you.
No.
Brandon has a paperweight.
I don't have it anymore because I lost it.
There you go. So. Right, cool. If you actually earned that award, you wouldn't have lost it, would you? Raise your head, child.
With his paperweight, not sweating, not realizing he sacrificed anything. Thank you. Cool.
Hey.
Like, he didn't get it like the way like Kevin Garnett got it when he won like the NBA final. Anything is possible. Anything
you can fly.
Anything is possible.
Children, little kids are
like,
age of
like
you can fly. Yeah. You can actually jump off the roof and fly.
Like, he didn't come all battle scarred and broken. Like, I just gave the greatest performance.
My mouth hurt.
If anything, he was like, oh, this thing's kind of heavy, isn't it?
My mouth is a little
it?
Dry.
Hey, you guys.
And then the real performer's like, Brandon, come take my trumpet.
I know, I don't have time for, what do you say?
Oh, yeah.
For subs or something like that? Alternates.
Alternates, there you go.
I don't have for alternates.
Yeah.
That's when he's like, oh.
Like, it just really reminds me of pretty hardly. Black Swan.
Black Swan.
You ever see Black Swan?
I can see the, I haven't seen it, but
yeah,
I
when I was watching, I was like, it's really, who is almost reminds me of Black Swan.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same concept.
Kind of, it's like an innocent character who is like good at the craft, gets pushed too hard by like the teacher, right? And then they become like kind of an expertish.
Yeah. And then she started getting like these like weird like psychological problems because like she was getting pushed so hard into being like a ballerina.
Yeah.
And then there was this other like she saw like her old ballerina teacher get pushed for a new one.
Yeah.
And she started slowly seeing like her competition get the role.
Yeah.
And it starts breaking down mentally what happens. It's a very, very, both movies are weirdly, like,
psychological.
Yeah. And it's just a lot of torment, right? How badly do you want the thing that you want? It's
a lot of abuse.
Right? Yeah. A lot of abuse.
Yeah.
A whole lot of abuse in both these movies.
Yeah.
Well, this movie is more understandable because it's J.K. Simmons, so he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
What I did notice
do whatever
about
you want
it
to me.
Is that there were multiple points in which they slightly humanized J.K. Simmons' character because, I mean, as soon as he walks in, he's a machine. He's like,
right.
Music.
Well, even the first time he meets him.
Yeah.
When
he's like, doing like, hey, do this, and he just walks away.
Yeah, he's like, whatever. But there are points like when he found out that student had died and he went in his office and he's like, I earned that part. He's like, not right now. And then he like got up and you see that tear. Like, he's the one teardrop guy because he had that one tear. I was like, oh. And then when he kind of lost his position at the school, he had that conference heart to heart in the studio. And even before, like, when he was talking to that little girl, he's like, well, you could come over to mine and we can play together.
You can play piano?
Yeah.
Play piano with your Uncle Doug? I ain't gonna play piano.
So, like, this guy isn't like a complete just like computer machine hardened guy.
So
when it comes to music,
he's not even
like
that person. It's just he has to be that to get the best out of his musicians.
Yeah.
It was funny though because like, he was like, oh, you can play piano, me little girl? Okay, I'll see you later. All right, that's enough, dickhead.
Oh, God. I'm like, freaking.
Oh, dude, the part where he has all three of them and they're all doing the
drums. Oh, the drums, yeah. It was like, what, like 4 hours, was it?
Yeah, it's like, like a Mr. Gay Pride on the Upper West Side. Yeah, we're not going to have cosmopolitans and listen to Bette Mildred or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did like, little gay voice. I forget what he said.
Yeah.
He was like,
Mr. Gay Pride of the Upper West Side.
Hey, it's Brad's turn. Oh, it looks, you know what, you remind me of a leprechaun.
Oh, the seat was the problem, so now you're going to drum better.
I just wonder if that was just all him. Like, who writes like that? That man has like the most creative mind as far as insults. I've never heard.
He was like just roasting
so
them
so creatively.
They were all improv.
Like, he probably stayed up like all night just to get that natural sense of aggression and agitation.
He clearly has that though.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're gonna play J. Jonah,
right? Was that because he? Yeah, of course it was after that, but I mean.
Yeah, way. I mean, yeah, way after that. But it's just like naturally he has that. And this was, he got an Oscar out of it.
This was Miles Teller's movie a year before Fantastic, so. Just saying.
He got even better.
it's just a sequel.
Why do you have to make me sad again, Mark, right now? I did it again. I just got out of that too. Dang it.
You didn't?
Yes, I did.
Wait.
You couldn't call me Mark yesterday.
But I didn't say Mark Brennan.
I just said Mark. Take credit for something he clearly hasn't done yet. So. No, I already fixed everything. It's good. Mentally, I'm there. Shut up, stupid.
It's okay, David. I'm not hurt. I just spent plays with
my toys.
Yeah. Should have participation award, man.
Fancy paperweight guy.
You have a paperweight. Where'd you get that belt from, huh? Where'd you get that belt
from? I got that belt from a wrestling event.
Did you earn that belt, Mark?
Well, no, because I paid for it.
Oh, so he earned it.
You're even worse. So he earned it. Now, he earned it with money that he worked for.
Did you work for that money?
I had a video game that I sold. Stop. I wanted some spending money at the wrestling event.
You're worse than me.
Damn it, Mark. I'm trying to help you.
Yeah, I sold Modern Warfare 2. For like $40, I was like, "Cool, I guess I'm spending money." Go to the wrestling thing.
That's a video game belt. Congratulations!
Yay!
That never would have happened. It's not canon. He died like 40 years before.
Yay! People don't see his. David is playing with a Ben Kenobi and a Praetorian Guard.
Little bobblehead things.
And they clearly wouldn't fight together, or could they?
And for those who don't know who Praetorian Guard is,
they're fighting against each other.
Praetorian Guard is just
and then
a
little Bebo looking thing is right behind him, supporting him emotionally all the way.
I didn't even know they could connect like that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either until later. those little pops are lame. I mean, they were cool in my car, but I don't know what else you do with them.
Bro, they're sponsoring this pod. You can't talk about them.
Funko Pops isn't sponsoring nothing.
What if this was our only chance to get sponsored and we just blew it?
Yeah, the guy was like right about to like send us a check.
Funko Pops? Wow, these guys are...
Yeah.
Hey, Jerry, come over here. Jerry, gotta listen to this. Jerry. And he's doing the face where he's like, he's not looking at anybody, he's just listening.
Yeah. Yeah, he must really enjoy the conversations
what did they say about Funko Pops? Damn it.
Pull the deal.
Yeah. Jerry, you got that check for $5,000?
It's like Ted.
Ted?
Yeah, I made love. The woman on the peaches. Yeah. No, I watch a small family buy that peach.
Promoted.
You're promoted. You got a lot of problems, don't you?
Jeez. Yeah, and then freaking... Jesus.
Oh, so it was funny because when me and David were watching this, maybe like 12, 15 minutes into the film, that intense part where he's like... No, not quite my tempo. Because you know what's about to go down.
Dude, I was cringing so hard.
The stand chucked out, or the chair chucked out.
Did you watch Whiplash the first time with us?
I think I watched it in your house.
I remember the first time you watched it was with me. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because like when I first watched the first time, I just genuinely enjoyed every moment. But watching it a second time, knowing that whatever was going to happen was going to happen,
right.
I was like, oh, God, here comes dude. Oh, here comes. He's like, no, call my tempo.
Yeah.
This is like 4 times in a row. I'm like, just yell at him already. Just throw the chair.
Do it.
Chair.
The first time, I don't think I really got a whole lot out the very first time because, I mean, we were, the house was like full of like 6 or 7 people. We were watching it, but I was distraught. I think, Rosa was there, right? Was she?
At the Mark's house?
I remember, yeah. It was.
We were talking like 3 years ago.
I mean, it's almost been.
Yeah.
Yeah, either that. I was distracted with something. I was talking to her.
So you're saying she's just a distraction to you?
No.
You know, it doesn't even matter. She doesn't even listen to these pods. So
how dare you? She might.
The one pod she listens to.
I know. This one. No.
Brandon, you can't hang out with David no more.
She distracted me with those beautiful
She's listening with the friggin' the Funko Pop guy.
Like, don't give him the money. Don't give him the friggin' money.
Like, if she listens, then like all the heavy-handedness of our conversation will throw off balance.
Hey, shut up. I hate you, freaking dude. God, I'm step on your shoe.
Oh, not my freaking torn shoes.
Yeah, I got through this in the afternoon before I went to work. Mm. It was cool because I get to go to work just thinking about this movie.
Do you have it? Do you have a copy or do you?
No, I have it on Google Play.
Oh, okay.
Did you buy it or did you rent it?
Yeah, I bought it.
Oh, nice.
Dang it. Well, I read Redbox everything now, so.
That movie was on Redbox.
Yeah, $3.
Where?
No, on the app.
Redbox around here.
Yeah, that Redbox app. Whiplash. It probably has every single movie ever. Like you can find anything on the app.
I say about for 2 years, every movie that was coming out, I was buying. So I spent like $20.
Yeah, so you...
I have a fairly decent collection on there. Yeah,
I gotta learn to check with you before we, because I'm like, not that $2 is a lot, but it's like, if I can just borrow it, then...
Yeah.
Well, $2 adds up every, like, you know,
yeah,
two movies a week.
Yeah, every week,
52.
Yeah.
52.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's $104 right there.
Oh my god. Oh my god!
There you go, you see? Wow, perspective.
Jeez.
Oh god. I'm just thinking
Did you get stinking drunk?
No, I wanted to, but...
David didn't want to do it, or Brendan didn't want to do it.
No, we just
didn't get the bottle.
What did?
Because I had drinking the night before with Lexi's cousin, so I was like, I'm not feeling it today. Oh, yeah. I can't.
Second time you did that. First time for La La Land.
Okay, well, yeah, it was funny. Like, I tapped out too early that night because I got drunk, but then I sobered up.
Yeah.
Like, throughout the night.
And you're like, I don't want to do this again.
Yeah, because I started getting the headache, and then I took another shot, but all the alcohol was gone. These dudes were taking shots with freaking the Kahlua. The coconut liqueur.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't do that. You know, that's disgusting.
It's syrup, dude. Syrupy, like, ugh. You have to mix that with, like, when I used to drink that, I would drink it with Sprite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I treat it like lean, almost.
Yeah, but...
Second time, dude.
Yeah, he gave me that shot. I downed it, but then I spat it back out. I threw it out of my body. I threw up heck of hard. Yeah. That did not sit well with me at all.
Yeah, Clue is that's a rough one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, I don't mind it in coconut juice, yeah.
Yeah.
It tastes good with coconut juice.
You people know Jaeger.
Jaeger? Yeah. Oh, Jaeger Meister.
Well, you like drinking like Jaeger.
Just straight, yeah.
I'll
put a straw in the bottle. Just
the way your girl makes it is good.
Yeah.
The fruit punch one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Also the Capri Sun one? That one's really bomb.
Oh, is that what she does too?
Yeah.
I remember I started that one.
Yeah, I started the Capri Sun with the Jaeger Meister one.
Yeah.
I did that by accident at Marcus's house. When me and you went to go visit Rosa. One day, and then, I was at your shop, and then, I got bored, because you guys were just, see on your phone. And, both of you guys just see on your phones, and I was like, my phone died, so I got nothing to do.
That's what we do.
So I was digging in their fridge.
Drunk, yeah.
Your job as a chaperone is just to sit and watch, because I've been doing the same thing.
Because they weren't having a conversation or anything, they were just on their phones, hey, look at this meme.
You make it seem, well, that's not what happened.
That sounds about right.
So then I got bored, I started digging through the fridge. And then Marco's being an alcoholic, he was, you know. He had, bottles, in the freezer. So I was let me get this Jägermeister. And I just, freaking threw out, a bottle of, water.
Yeah.
Or a water bottle. Threw out the water, and I just filled up, one Capri Sun out of the fridge, and then I put the rest in Jägermeister.
I think I
remember that day. And, bro, that tasted hella good. It tasted just like sweet tea.
It was so tasty.
It was so delicious.
It was so tasty.
Oh, man. So this is going to be after credits, isn't it?
No, I think this is Whiplash. That's what I'm saying, dude. When you do movies, it's like, all right, man, I talked about the movie as much as I want to talk about.
Yeah. It's hard to stay on topic, though, man.
It is. And plus, it's
hard
Whiplash.
To stay on topic when you don't have notes.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Brendan, do you have notes?
Let's go.
Okay.
What do you think I've been talking about?
What past 30, okay, what are the notes you have, Senor Brendan?
You pieces of garbage.
Because you know what it's going to be? You know what it's going to be? It's just going to be some small meandering thing that we have to go deep dive into.
No.
Like, all right, cool, man. Yeah, Miles Teller looked like he did like vegetables.
There you go.
All right, cool.
I was going to bring out the point that at the very end, how Simmons' character was... how he was so willing to just botch that whole performance when they were in the JVC performance at the very, very end. How he was willing to botch it by messing him up by not giving him the music. It's hard. I was trying to determine whether he was okay, can he adapt and pull this off, or was he really just trying to you effed me up by snitching on me for what you did. Now I'm going to humiliate you because that's the kind of person I am. But then it switched because he did adapt, and JK was like, oh, you got it. You got it. And his whole thing was he didn't even care about.
Yeah,
right.
And now he pretty much, like David was saying, is became the hero of the story, again, at least for me. But in that beginning when he was like, yeah, come play for me, he knew what he was doing.
Right.
And if he didn't succeed, then he would have
watched it. He would screw it because, that goes back to the obsession, right? How badly do you want it? Because now he's there.
Yeah.
Now he's there in front of the crowd. If he screws up, he has no career in music ever.
Yeah.
Right? So now you have to pull out all the stops. Everything you've worked for throughout this entire movie, all the hours of impatience of being tortured like this by this guy, screw that. I'm going to be the one who does it. Because... I'm assuming he threw his own little stuff in there, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what the movie is trying to hint at. That when he was drumming and he he got to improv some stuff as far as like fills,
right,
with the drums, and then J.K. Simmons saw that and was like, "Hold up, dude, man, this guy really is he's doing something. Yeah. Hold up, hey, he's doing something, right?" So you'll see him come in. He's like, "All right, pick up the tempo, right? Put his hand in front of him.
He's still being his mentor on the side.
It's like, do what it is. Do a little this, write this. That whole like last like 5 minutes when he's just doing that on the drums. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And you see like that passion." All of that just comes out.
Yeah. I mean, well, he was... remember that tape that he kept listening to? I believe at the end, he finally got it. Because whatever musician he was idolizing was doing that same thing with the...
I think he was doing Miles Davis.
Like that build-up. And then he accomplished that at the end. So I don't... I think it was a mixture of him adding his own stuff. But he's like, dude, I can... I finally got it down. Well, what I've been talking about this whole time. He's like, oh, my God.
The way that type of, like, double time... kind of drumming too. That looks so difficult.
Didn't Miles Teller like he taught himself how to play the drums to get,
you know, it's weird, in both movies they did, Ryan Gosling actually learned how to play the piano in La La Land. Miles Davis actually learned how to play the drums in this one. But then again, too, if you're in a movie about music, that's the least you kind of have to do. You know, you can't just be like, all right, you can fix this in like And post.
Right. You don't want to be like the hacker who's just hitting random and like the thing on the screen is moving slower than your fingers are actually typing.
Yeah.
And like,
imagine like every actor actually learned how to code for their roles. Yeah,
hey, you learn how to code. Why? just cause, man.
We're making a movie. It would just be super cool, you know?
You want to develop my app?
That's a Shia LaBeouf method acting thing. He got like a tattoo that his character had, but he like legit got tattooed.
Yeah, he's doing a movie now with David Ayer where he's like some type of like Mexican tax collector guy.
That trailer looked very trash.
Yeah. It's David Ayer now, man. I used to believe that David Ayer could do no wrong.
Yeah,
but now he does all wrong. Everything he does is just garbage. He does
so wrong. After Suicide Squad, of course.
No, before Suicide Squad. Like,
including Suicide Squad.
You ever seen that movie?
No.
Fantastic movie. And Suicide Squad, take it or leave it. Now I'm like watching like Bright. And then I'm like, all right, man, hold on, man. You're washed. You're washed now. You're
said Bright? Bad.
Yeah, Bright. Remember the one with Will Smith?
Will Smith, like
where it was like fairies in the ghetto.
Oh, that's right.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, that's what turned me off really hardcore with Will Smith. I was like, yeah, this guy, he just plays the same guy in every movie.
Another movie where he's good at shooting stuff.
Yeah, exactly. He's just the slightly loud guy who does the little ghetto accent a little too hard.
How dare you?
Yeah, because me and my brother had a little like side argument about this the other day because he texted me. He finally listened to like our pod, me bashing like
I don't know.
Me bashing like Will's kid, James Smith, and then he was like, "How dare you talk bad about Will Smith?"
Yeah.
I was like, "Dude, like, when was the last time he did a good movie?" He's like, "That's not the point, man. He's like an idol, man. He used to be great." I was like, "Yeah, he used to be."
You clearly have
you're garbage. Seen
concussion.
Concussion. That's Oscar bait. I'm not.
Concussion is super Oscar bait because the documentary is way better.
I told him.
The documentary on that guy? Yeah, he's way better.
I told him, I was like, okay, name me... He was like, well, but still, you know, you gotta give him some respect. I was like, okay, tell me the last 5 movies he made that had above 60% Rotten Tomatoes. He's like... And he didn't text me back.
Because he was looking for it.
He wasn't taking it back. It's been like a week.
It takes that long.
Shut him down via text.
Exactly.
Jesus.
That's why I was like, yeah, this man has no excuse no more, you know? Whatever. How much money did he lose in freaking... was that one where he was like Gemini Man? Did he like help produce that movie or something?
I don't know. I know Ang Lee probably lost a lot for that.
Yeah, because he sucks.
But then again, too, it's like you're dumping a lot of money into a movie that we like. You see that stuff in a Marvel movie in passing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The whole de-aging and twins and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like we're not impressed.
Yeah.
Dang, 2019. Whew.
Plus, too, this movie was supposed to be about Sean Connery. Which would have been way better.
Yeah. Right? Wait, what do you mean?
Old Sean Connery versus young Sean Connery. That was the whole thing that they were getting at.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
So it was going to be like that type of like James Bond type of character. But Sean Connery he's old.
Yeah, he's too old to move out of his chair.
Yeah, he's retired. He hasn't acted in like 20 years.
He has to call women over to his house so he can sexually harass them.
Yeah.
First of all, Gemini Man got 26%, so I don't know what y'all talking about.
That's why I say above 60%.
Oh boy, we're off the film.
Yeah, you went to go see this.
Yeah.
You what did you
How do you do something at your house?
Yeah, it was one of those days where I was like, come through. We're like, no, I'm going to go see Gemini Man.
Yeah. The I'm not going to lie. I probably still would have had more fun watching Gemini Man than eating Costco pizza.
Hey, we had a grand old time. I don't even know what we were doing that day.
I don't even. I do not care.
You guys were probably on their phones again.
You were probably, there.
That sounds about right.
You were there.
Just a place where I have to sit down and watch a movie and I have to watch it with my pants on.
No.
That's all it is.
No, it was good. We were talking, we were playing games, we were chatting. It was a good time.
Yeah, it sounds like I can't just take my pants off and...
Why would you want to?
Because, I mean, that's kind of how I like watching movies.
Because he watched too much Whiplash, man. He got that Viagra
scene. I could be in shorts and just with no shoes on watching a movie.
So, sorry,
that's how I watch Whiplash, yeah?
I'm going to force you to put pants on for a movie.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing
now. Did you take your pants off when you go see at the theater?
Yeah, I did.
Because there's no one there now. Because there's no one there.
Me and Matt are cool like that now.
Right below your ankle. Yeah, it's whatever. But, you guys want to do grades on Whiplash?
This is A+. I did want to get into, you guys do actually want to get into the color?
Sure, let's do it.
I have one note about
the color. There is because I was going to say, the color in this, it's like a real low lit, almost like David Fincher kind of shot era, where the light's all dimmed and the color's almost washed out, almost. Like it's a warm...
Oh yeah,
like red and yellow.
Yeah.
It does look very. It does look very good.
The only part where I thought color was being used not purposely, but.
Well, we know what you mean by purposely. Yeah. To give some sort of meaning behind the color.
When the first time when he goes into his apartment, it's like a very light green, and as far as I know, that's kind of like an unease and like just not unnatural, but like sort of tense environment. It wasn't really a. Like, you could tell he didn't really like living there, but that was the only part I could see that was trying to give off that vibe. Because that was, his apartment was a distinctly different color than all the oranges.
You're talking on a color, you think that matters, right? I'm just talking in general. Just the color palette that is used.
Oh. I mean, just to bring it out, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I do like it. There's not a lot of movies that I'll look at and go, wow, I really liked the color in that scene or that movie.
Yeah.
I don't get that with other movies, for the most part.
Yeah, like La La Land.
La La Land, that is the other exception. And First Man, the other one, too.
I don't think I've seen First Man. Like,
I'll get into this, man. I think First Man is a very good movie.
Yeah.
It's not the type of movie that I think Damien Chazelle should make.
Yeah, because I've seen your posts about it, like the Three Wolves.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, this should have been Jazz Number on the Moon.
Yeah.
It's a cool movie, but it's very slow. Very slow. And also, too, it doesn't really tell the story of Neil Armstrong. I think as good as someone else probably could have.
So that's what it's about? About
Neil Armstrong? It's all about the Neil Armstrong going to the moon, the first time somebody landed on the moon.
Oh, okay.
Didn't he take steroids to ride his bike faster?
If I had a...
Oh, shit!
Hey, don't apologize.
Why?
Don't apologize. Freaking the jugular of that stupid car.
David
good.
Just
good.
Freaking threw a card at my jugular.
Oh, boy.
And it hit the edge.
You should have used your fist. What an awful joke.
I didn't have a card in it. I'm always being persecuted on this podcast.
I was even trying to throw it that hard. It, like, flew out of my hand.
You got a card thrown at your jugular. That was funny. That was great. Oh, no.
Whatever, man.
I wish it would have stuck in your neck. It was bled out.
You see, that was a divine intervention right there. I was about to hit your chest nice and soft, but then God was like, no,
nope.
Too bad of a joke.
He made a
He gave that extra spin. He gave that extra spin.
I would have took your thing there. I would have flipped it for some money.
How dare you? Dead. Oh, you better not.
Hey, Dave, look at all these Yu-Gi-Oh cards I got. Where'd you get it from, buddy? I had some money. I'm like a Dumb and Dumber. Where'd you get all this much money from? I sold Petey. You sold my dead bird. Exactly what I did. You sold Brennan's thing.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Oh, you mean his.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You owe me a lot of money, sir.
The PS5 coming already, buddy.
I know, right?
How much is this trade-in value for PS5?
Actually, you could...
Yeah, just the whole thing. You know, it's worth a lot more. I don't really care. Just give me the PS5. Actually, throw a game in there real quick. Yeah.
You could get a PS5 and a refurbished PS4 for that. Maybe. Maybe.
I could get a car for mine.
Yeah, free, I know.
You guys want to get into grades
now?
Yes, you're into grades. I get an A++. I'm going to get... Yeah, A++. Not exactly S tier yet for me.
I'm going to go A.
A?
All the way? A. Yeah.
I go with A. Yeah, go with A.
Fantastic movie.
Yeah, what a freaking... Even just movies about music, there isn't a lot. I think Damien Chazelle really came in.
Oh, there's not a lot that you would willingly watch and enjoy, no?
Because like I don't like musicals.
Yeah.
I don't like Chicago. I don't really like The Greatest Showman, per se.
As you shouldn't.
Yeah, it's just like the music is cool.
Yeah.
But like to watch a movie that's based on music, and to actually enjoy it, you know what I mean? Like there isn't a lot of that.
Yeah. Like I was gonna say but The Greatest Showman, the reason I like it is because they got everything wrong, you know? Because the man was a horrible human being. And they made him look like a hero, which he is.
Here's the thing. I used to think that too about P.T. Barnum until I was reading this book called The 48 Laws of Power.
Yeah.
And it was showing like how it worked back then and what you could do. Like P.T. Barnum wasn't a scumbag per se. Just he was just really good at ripping people off.
Yeah, he was like, hey, if you fell for it, that's your fault.
That's kind of what it is. Hey man, I'm using tricks and tactics to get people into my place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It probably would have been a better movie if they would have made him a butthole.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's nothing wrong with showing just, like, how bad some people can be.
But it's probably just because Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman's a hero. You can't make him an a-hole. That's
not he was kind of Prisoners.
Yeah, I was about to say that right now. Yeah.
But then again, too, no one watched Prisoners. So, no.
It was a great movie, though.
Yeah, fantastic.
The one with Jake Gyllenhaal you're talking about?
Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's the cop, yeah.
Cool, you guys want to get some recommends?
Recommends. Let's do it.
Yes, we're getting recommends. I'm not going first because I know exactly you guys are. You turned your head and you turned your head. I ain't doing it first. I'm doing it last.
So I recommend Speed Stick for David.
Speed
with
Stick?
His sweaty pits.
You know what?
What are you doing, man?
I recommend Jenny Craig for them sweaty tits.
This man. See, I got sweaty underboob, but like you look like you put like hot sauce in your cornflakes when you came over here. This man's sweating out his alcohol. He's sweating out the dehydrated veins in his body.
I got a goddamn AC in this room. How about that?
The fan's going. Are you sweaty? I'm not sweating.
Not really.
He's got a black shirt. You can't tell. Look at that.
This man is sweating like a Peruvian, dude. What are you... What is the problem?
Is that why your hair is so oily? Because all the sweat's going straight to your head?
But here's the thing. Like, I'm not dripping in sweat.
No, because all the hair is absorbing all the moisture from how dry it is.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That is both true. Of you are crisp
Speed
and
stick
crusty.
For David. I've only seen the first two episodes so far. It was a pretty funny show.
Which one?
Solar Opposites.
Oh.
Wait. Yeah. Wait. Hold.
To be fair, I saw something.
I remember you talking about it, but I don't remember.
No, because we watched it.
He recommended it.
Me? You, we all three
like
of us watched it at his house,
like it,
and you were like, no, bro, this is lame.
Well, yeah, probably because I was playing Yu-Gi-Oh.
Baby funny.
But it's actually a pretty funny show.
Yeah.
So that's why I was on Instagram. I was like, so you admit it!
Yeah. This is me, the Gorbo. I really thought it was going to be like American Dad to Family Guy. Mm-hmm. It's not that at all. It's actually pretty funny in its own way.
Yeah.
Because like it's like, it's two aliens, it's a group of aliens that escaped their home planet and just crash land on Earth.
Yeah.
So they're like, they're not really a family, but they live like a family. Mm-hmm. And so, like, it's a story of, like, two of the aliens, they go out, like, off on their own adventures sometimes.
Yeah.
And then the kid ones just go off on their own stuff.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, it almost works in a Rick and Morty kind of way.
Yeah.
But it's, like, it's not that type of humor per se. Mm-hmm. Or it's not even, like, that type of, like, oh, it's just 2.0, this is supposed to be the Rick, this is supposed to be the Morty. It's not like that at all.
They kind of, like, switch off roles every once in a while.
Yeah, actually, it's super switchy.
Yeah, I've watched, like, two episodes, too. I'm still not really down for it, honestly.
Somebody said this. I apologize. I don't remember your name. I want to give you credit. They said it was, like, Third Rock.
Third Rock. Oh, yeah.
And I was like, you know what, dude, that hits. Third Rock was pretty funny. I remember it was like that. But the Gorbo stuff where the freaking... when they make that cartoon character come to life.
Oh, yeah.
He's hanging out the gay guy. Yes.
You're not trying to F me, are you?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. That's pretty
good. Cool. Like, the second one that likes him is just... And then it freaking just destroys the town. The stupid... And it's like, is that children's hospital just blow up? I mean, what are they housing in there? Bombs?
Like, somebody gonna link this to us? It's not gonna think it's our fault.
Oh, yeah. It's not our fault.
No way.
We're not getting in trouble this time.
Monster.
Yeah.
You're screaming his name.
Terry.
Yeah, I just hopped on Hulu now. Just got all the stuff on Hulu.
Cool.
It's cool. I like their live stuff too.
Stuff.
Yeah, they have a live like YouTube does.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and I got that too. It's a little bit better than their old one.
Yeah.
YouTube now has all of it.
Mm. Oh, okay,
I'm not paying for it anymore. That's $100.
Oof. Oh, yeah. Like a month?
Yeah.
What?
And YouTube Live is $50.
Why?
Stop paying.
Why
they put like they put like 15 more channels on YouTube, and two they gave me like stars.
Okay.
I was like, I don't even know what's on stars.
Yeah, there's like all the movies, all the channels you don't watch. All the movies
I could just get in a Redbox or just online.
Yeah, exactly.
I can just rent for the day.
Just stick to Hulu, Netflix, and Disney, Disney Plus, and you'll be fine. That's what I do.
All right, take out Disney Plus, put in Crunchyroll.
There you go.
Yeah, Crunchyroll. And I had Netflix, but I don't pay for it.
Oh. Well, so, that wouldn't be either way. Mooch. All
right, all since Brandon wants to go last, you know, I'm going to go for Spaceballs, the movie.
Oh, it's on Netflix, fantastic.
Yeah.
What a funny movie. What a freaking funny movie.
Yeah, man. I was like halfway through it and watching it. Because, like, actually Discovery's on Netflix like last week. And I was like, oh, dude, I got to rewatch this movie just to see if it's actually, like, just as good as I remember it. Because last time I watched it, I was, like, 14.
So, oh, really? So it's been a cool...
Yeah, it's been a minute. But I was kind of worried. I was like, oh, what if it's not as funny as I remember it? I was like, screw it, let's do it. So I started watching it. It still holds up very well. Like, even, like, the lame jokes they do, like, Pizza the Hut instead of Jabba the Hut. Yeah, it still holds up, you know, some of the things they do and say, like they did, like, a reference, like, when Lone Star is supposed to be, like, Han Solo, right?
Yeah.
/ Luke Skywalker. And, like, he gets trained by Yoda, who's actually named Yogurt.
Yeah. Mel Brooks right there, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then, like, he's leaving, like, the planet to, like, go rescue the princess or whatever. He's like, when am I going to see you again, Yogurt? He's like... Hopefully in the sequel, Spaceballs 2, The Search for More Money.
Yeah, the way this movie, like, breaks down the fourth wall. Yeah, I mean, I know I've heard a lot of people complain that it does it too much, but screw it. Like, this movie does it, like...
I like the VHS scene.
He's like, hey, man, put it in the movie so you can see, like, what we can do.
Spaceballs? Yeah, like, wait, we're in
the middle of making the movie.
Like, what are we watching? Now, sir. We're watching now. Yeah. When? Now. We'll go back to then. We can't, sir. Why?
It's right now.
We passed it. When? Now. Just now? Just now, sir.
Just now.
We'll go back to then. We can't.
Ludicrous speed.
Yeah.
Ludicrous speed. Go. Sir, did you see me? I remember I had a buddy. We used to tell that to each other all the time. That reference.
Ludicrous speed?
You didn't see me play with my dog. No, sir, I didn't see you play with your dolls.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the thing? No, sir, I didn't see you play with your dolls. What a funny freak. Mel Brooks, man. Yeah. What a hilarious.
Oh, and then he's like, what's your name, soldier? A-hole, sir. Who are you related to? Me, sir. I'm also an a-hole. Like, who else is an a-hole in here? Everyone, like, lifts their hand, like, I knew it. I'm surrounded by a-holes.
Just have you ever seen Blazing Saddles?
Blazing Saddles. That sounds familiar, but I don't think so.
It's the same director, Mel Brooks.
Yeah.
Because I remember, like, Mel... Here's the thing about Spaceballs. Spaceballs is, like, the... Like, him dimming it down, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm making, like, a PG-13 movie for everyone to watch. But, like, Blazing Saddles is... It's hilarious and it's dirty.
Yeah.
Like, it is... The stuff he tackles, like, as far as, like, race and stuff like that in Blazing Saddles.
Oh, wait a minute. It's that super old movie with, like, freaking Willy Wonka, right?
Gene Wilder's in it, yeah. Yeah. Where the white woman at?
It's like, is that a thing on a horse?
Yeah, exactly.
So he drops that actual hard R.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I said, like, Spaceballs is, like, the one, like, and it's weird because we grew up with Spaceballs, or at least, I know I did.
Definitely. Brandon, did you watch Spaceballs as a kid?
Yes.
I'm gonna take that as a no.
But I don't remember half of what I should remember.
I feel like that wasn't like your type of comedy growing up.
No, it's like watching what's that baseball movie with the
oh, Angels in the Outfield? You dirtbag.
No.
Who was I with? One of you two didn't like the movie.
You talking about Benchwarmers?
No. I've seen but the Sandlot. It's like Sandlot.
Oh, okay.
Like, I've seen it, but I barely remember.
But it's not your...
No.
Yeah, that's how I went with Back to the Future.
I love Sandlot.
Dang it. I forgot my
Love me some Sandlot.
I had it in my brain.
Some P.F. Tuckers, buddy. Some shoes.
The shoes, man. The shoes that make you run faster, man.
Make you run faster. Come on, man.
Make you play perfect baseball. Come on, man. Look at you at home base in 2 seconds.
Oh, my God.
I'm always in one.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Swing.
I got it. You guys know? Go there.
Yep.
Hurry up, man.
Hurry up.
Play too much.
So this is actually... It's a recommend... But I'm recommending it technically because I haven't seen it yet because it's not out yet. But I feel like it's going to be great.
Mulan? Of course.
No. So you guys remember...
Are you recommending something that hasn't come out yet?
Yes. So you guys remember... Well, I've technically seen it, but I just haven't seen... You'll understand what I'm saying.
Okay, go ahead.
You see this card? I'm aiming at your jugular.
You guys have seen Batman Into the Red Hood, right? Or Batman Red Hood?
Oh, you're talking about... Okay, I've seen that trailer for... you're talking about Death of the Family.
Yeah, so they're doing that story again, sort of, but they're making it interactive. So it's going to be sort of a sequel and a prequel to that film.
Wait, what do you mean interactive?
It's literally like...
Is it a video game or is it a movie?
No, it's a movie.
Oh, is it going to be like Bandersnatch?
Yeah. And there's going to be a point where, like, do you save Jason? Do you let Jason die? Do you save him? Do you, you know... And based on what you choose...
Can I kill him twice?
You probably get, like, three alternate different endings. But it's a... At first, I was on the edge of it because it's like... When I'm watching a movie, it's just... I don't want the additional work of having to decide what happens. I just kind of want to watch what happens. But I warmed up to it just because I've been playing Batman Telltale. And that's all that game is making decisions.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just... I've always wanted a sequel to that movie just to get more Red Hood. But this is... It looks pretty cool. I think DC's really... They're testing it out. Because I'm sure if this responds well, they're going to do similar things with, like, Superman or something more grounded like that. But, yeah, it's Batman... let me see.
Yeah, it's called Death of the Family.
Death of the
Family. I didn't see the, I didn't see the trailer itself, but I saw... the thumbnail, and I saw Death in the Family.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, so they're going to do this story again. They're going to do the movie. But I didn't know it was going to be like Bandersnatch. Right. Okay, that's... I don't really... I'm assuming that's going to be on DC, right?
I mean, you can get it, and it's going to be DVD and DC Universe, so it's not...
What are they going to... Well, I mean, it's not that hard to DVD.
Because you got a remote, you just press whatever one you want.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll rent it and watch it. I did like... I sort of like the comic book of that. I have it. I think that's Death in the Family, where Joker takes them and makes it look like he took their faces off, but he didn't.
Oh no, that's Death in the
Death of the Family.
Yeah. So the movie I'm talking about is Death in the Family. The one you're talking about is Death of the Family. So
So there's a complete difference.
Yeah, very different.
I didn't think I knew that. Yeah. Oh well, I mean, I've seen Joker kill Jason.
Right.
I've seen whatever that. Yeah, I guess that's under the Red Hood.
Yeah.
And then, of course, in the game with Arkham Knight,
Do you guys know the story of how they decided they wanted to kill Jason?
It was in the fans, right? The fans hated him so much.
Because, like, he was... I don't know why they hate. I guess maybe because he had blonde hair originally. Maybe they're just like, oh, this blonde
hair. They're like, we hate this guy.
They're like, hey, you guys can vote. Kill him or not kill him. And they're like, kill him.
and then
20 years later, hey, he's back. It's great.
That was brutal. Did they have to do all that, though? You know, crowbar and then...
Blew that sucker up. I mean, that's when they were trying to bring Batman back to his after. Who wrote Spawn? No, that's not Spawn.
Todd McFarlane.
No, it's somebody. Who wrote The Dark Knight Returns?
Is that Frank Miller?
Frank Miller. After Frank Miller's run, they were really trying to bring Batman back to his darker roots. Because before then, you got the happy-go-lucky Adam West, and then you got the blue-suited Batman, who was more just like,
somebody somewhere was like, hey, Batman is not this.
Yeah, that was him. He was like, all right,
what's this happy-go-popcorn lollipop rock kind of crap is this, man? Batman.
He
needs to DDT someone on the face.
Yeah, and after that, we got like Tim Burton's Batman that would kind of brought it back. And then we got Joel Schumacher, who's like, no.
Honestly, truly, the only good Batman is Val Kilmer.
Shut up. You don't know what you think, Mark. You uncultured swine.
Come on, Doc Holliday? Tombstone.
How about Keaton?
How did Joker catch Damian?
Huh? Oh, he learned, because he was being a little, his hubris, he's like, I can take him, and then he, like, got caught up.
Yeah, he got caught up.
Yeah. That's how you catch
Damian. They kill everybody?
They ain't killing him. Well, spoiler alert, they didn't really kill anybody, but cool. You just made
it. Oh, his face, okay. His actual face is still on.
Yeah. Then he got dipped in some Dionysium, healed him up, and now Joker looks like regular Joker.
You guys want to get into after credits, though?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Let's end this pod. All right. And then we'll, so thank you guys for listening.
Thank you guys for listening. Go to Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, LinkedIn, I guess TikTok if you still want to. It's still up.
Before it gets banned.
Yeah, before it gets banned. All right, guys. All right. That's Cinema Flavor.
See ya.
We love you.
Deuces.